Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Boy, do I love those claims. Are you doing those claims every morning? Woo, you can feel it when you do it. So I'm actually, for the second week in a row, at home doing a lot of personal appearances, but I'm home. And as most of you know, the pre-order for Born, my new book, launched early, which I'm thrilled about. A lot of you have let me know that you have ordered it already, and I am in deep, deep gratitude for that. The more pre-orders that come in, the better it is for the length and the life of a book. And as of right now, Born is the number one new release in spirituality for pre-orders. So I'm in deep gratitude. I'm asking and I'm receiving. And it's a beautiful thing. I can tell you, I so stand behind this book. If you do and practice what I write in this book, your life will change and you will manifest more. I absolutely guarantee you. For those that are of you that are waiting for Bubbleopaloo, the children's book, there's been a slight little hiccup, but it should be available in the next couple of weeks. Certainly in time for Christmas for those little ones. Now, they're on me all the time about doubt. You know, I would be testing and I get switched. I'd be testing. Finally, I said, all right, what are you trying to teach me about being switched? And ultimately, the highest answer was, Dee, it's in you that are doubting that you are bringing in the highest information. Now, that shocked me, I have to tell you. And I know the instance that it came from. But I want you to understand how little it takes for you to start doubting yourself. And if you're doubting yourself, you are doubting God. It switches you because it takes you into your fear of your power. And it limits the integration of your whole brain, which is your whole brain and your heart integrated together. So I want to read you something. I know I've read this to you a couple of times probably, certainly in Creation Station. But I want to read because it says it better than I've heard it say anywhere else. It's actually entitled Confidence. Confidence is the opposite of doubt. So to gain confidence, you must understand what doubt is. Doubt is always about something that is positive. I want you to hear that. Doubt is always about something that is positive. You doubt someone's honesty. You never doubt their dishonesty. You doubt the goodness in other people. you never doubt their bad qualities. If someone says, I love you very much, you say, really? But if someone says, I hate you, you never question it. You doubt your own capabilities, but you never doubt your incapabilities. You doubt love and you doubt happiness. You say, I'm not sure. Am I really happy now? But you never say, am I really depressed? Am I really angry? You never doubt the negative. Your doubt is always about something that is good. I'm not saying don't doubt. I'm saying analyze your doubt. Understand the nature of your doubt first before you try to understand what you are doubting. When doubt clears, confidence appears. Once you eliminate the negative, you will see the positive is already present. And that line that they have in here about, I'm saying analyze your doubt, kind of stopped me. And I said, all right, well, what's the highest thing to know and to get into alignment around doubt? And it's the fear of being right, which is the fear of our power. So we have to know, we have to claim, I am divine clarity, so that we stand in our power of knowing and confidence. And then I'm just going to read you this first part of W.H. Murray's quote. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. But you see, you don't commit yourself if there's doubt. So the two work hand in hand. Commit yourself so that you know yourself, so that the whole universe can jump on board with you. Oh my God, you guys, it's a beautiful thing. I'm telling you, things just open up to you and you go, where the hell did that come from? Right? It's fabulous and it's amazing. All right. We are going to go to the calls and just, my intention is to take my gratitude toward all the calls today for all your support and love. I love you so much. Okay. We are going to Shira in Toronto. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you so much for what you just shared and brought in. That was very relevant to my question today.
Good.
So I am wanting to create a beautiful home and life and really finally, after years, take steps towards leaving the city I live in and moving out to the country. And I'm in the process of putting my condo on the market. And every time I take a big step towards doing that, like making it official, I get this huge wave of fear. I think that's what it is. And I sort of go into doubt. Is that fear? Or is that maybe the universe telling me I shouldn't be doing this? And so I was just wondering if I could ask the channel.
Stop there, Shira. The universe doesn't tell you.
Okay.
So can we all let that old wives' tale go? You tell the universe. The universe does not tell you. The universe reflects to you what you are in alignment with.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you, and this is the right question, it's in your highest good to take these steps. You know that, though, don't you?
I feel it very strongly, but the fear is so strong as well. So that's what do I need to get in alignment to move through that? I guess
your fear comes from your mind, doesn't it?
Not consciously, but unconsciously, something's going on.
Well, who's in charge of your consciousness, Shira? Make it conscious.
Okay.
Tell you, because when you drop into your heart, what do you feel?
So, on the conscious level, I feel...
No, okay. That's your mind. When you start talking like that, you're going back into your mind.
Okay.
Stay in your heart. Just go to your heart and feel the move. What does it feel like?
Exciting, joyful, like, thank God I'm finally doing it.
Okay. So why do you have to dilly-dally and screw around with it anymore? You have your answer.
Okay. And the timing is right.
Well, go to your heart. Is the timing right? Does that feel right?
That's where I'm getting uncertainty.
Nope.
Like the clarity.
You're back
is not
in your mind. Your heart will either tell you yes or no. But you have to trust and see back to doubt. So trust what your heart is telling you. Because, you know, guys, we're just not taught to make decisions this way. We're taught to mind screw them to death, which keeps us in doubt.
Mm.
The timing is right. Guys, let me tell you something. The timing is right in your life if you make it the right time.
Hmm.
Does that help? There is no right or wrong timing. These are old adages that we and spiritual people have taught them in order to give us excuses for not knowing.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. That's
if
big.
If you want to hear from the channel, everything's in alignment for you to do this. And you have to know that.
Okay. Amazing.
All righty. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Thank you. All righty. We are going to Katie in Georgia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep.
I wanted to ask, I had a dream last night, and I wanted to know if it's linked to this exam I keep taking. So I kept asking my angel of the universe, why did I fail this exam? And last night I had a dream that I was talking to my mother. It's basically my childhood experience. And I was at her house, and I was telling her that, you know, she bought her other kids' cars and didn't give me a car, and she gave them $10,000 and didn't give me $10,000.
Okay, stop.
And had she treat?
Stop,
okay.
Katie. Okay.
Okay.
So you know what my channel says? Everything in the
what?
Dream is you.
Okay.
So you're literally talking to yourself, going, "Why aren't I giving this to myself?" And that's
okay.
Your answer. Are you ready to let go of this flippin' story and say, I'm the God of Katie that's stepping forward for myself and giving me everything I want, including passing this exam?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. That's all you got to do. Then love it. Love the exam. Love studying for it. Love whatever you have to do it. Love what it's going to get you. But you can't love it while you're holding on to, yeah, but maybe I didn't get it because my mom didn't give me a car. Now's the time for you to be your mother and give you what you want. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah. So how do if I want to say if I want to say if I have a fear of success, do I say I'm the God of Katie and I'm going to release the fear of success?
No, because your brain thinks in pictures. So if you want to release the fear of success, that's what your brain sees. That's what the energy follows. I'm the God of Katie, and I am successful, and I am doing everything for myself that creates me successful, and I am joyful when I'm successful, and I am giving me the success I want and deserve. Only positive statements, Katie. Filled with love and excitement. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Come on, guys. You know these principles. I want you to start living them. Don't just hear them. You've got to do them. Julie in Indiana, what's up?
Hi. How are you, Dee?
Pretty awesome.
Okay. Let me make sure you hear me. Yes, I started getting some knee pain, and it's frustrating me because it seems like I have inflammation just kind of running around my body. And I was just wondering, like, if the knee pain is just something physical, or is it, like, have something to do with, you know, moving forward?
Okay, the highest word we're going to is inflammation. That's what everything's really about. So the highest energetic cause of inflammation for you and for a lot of people, we're going to the sheets in a core belief, this page here, 1, 2. Yeah, I can never be God. So where are you saying that you don't have power? Gee, maybe over your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, guys, if we're going to walk our talk, and I'm working on something around this too. If we're going to walk our talk, if we are walking our talk in this moment, yeah, see, they know. They're saying, yeah, yeah, Mom, listen to this. She's right. Then, well, I'm telling you, they know. Then we have, if we are the directors of our own energy, that means over our body, our finances, our relationships, our success, our future, our now, everything. So when I say you have been directing your body, I get a no. So what have you been doing from the perspective of our work, Julie, about healing your body?
Well, I do say I am the frequency of divine health.
Good.
And I do the 10-minute happy place saying I
Good.
Am health and wealth and money. So,
okay.
Yeah, I feel
they want you to add to that because this is the belief for you that goes over everything. I am that, but I also am not the God of me that can create it. So
you want me to?
I want you to get up every day and say, I am the powerful God of Julie who creates and follows through with all of her commands.
Okay.
I want everybody to feel into that. I am the powerful God of me that follows through and delivers all of the commands I am sending out into the universe. So again, the three pillars, how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Right? We have to see a world where we can and do have the successful experience of directing our own health. We see a world looking at us going, wow, look how powerful she is as a self-creator. And we have to see ourselves that way and accept that power. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Thank you.
Please call back in and keep me posted in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. We are going to Michael in Connecticut.
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
I'm good, darling. What's up?
Well, you have some magnificent exercises, and I do them daily. How do I stay in that wonderful state I get into after working your intents? And I'm getting some of it. You've already, in a way, answered a good part of that question today, and I'll go back and complete my notes on that. But I'd like to know an effortless way to stay in that state, because sometimes
that's the key word. If we say I want something to be effortless, what does our brain see?
Effortless flow.
No.
No? Okay.
It sees effort.
Ah.
I want to be effortless. Okay.
You're right. It's a negation. Okay, so I need to see the flow.
Yes, and the ease. Everything's easy. What do I always talk to you about when we do personal work? Don't make it so hard. It's easy. Guys, creation is easy.
Okay, this is all very useful.
We talk about this
you're saying
a lot, Michael. And I really
we do
want
indeed.
You to, so you don't have to write down everything. You don't have to decipher everything. Your job is to know what you want and feel love and joy around it. How easy could that be, guys? For the last caller, I want my body to feel great. So I am the God of me that creates a body feeling great. Whoa, I just got a big echo there. And I'm going to feel the love around that. Well, I can't do with this echo. I don't know why we came. But you got your answer, Michael, okay?
I did, and I thank you very much for it.
You are welcome, darling. Okay, Phyllis, what's up?
Hey, well, I have faith, I know, and I am divine clarity. So tying all this together, and what you just said with Michael, you don't have to decipher everything. And I'm going back to the summer when I had a question for Nadia. And I realized afterwards, I mean, it was interesting that she broke it down and got to all these layers that I knew she would, like you do. But I realized I didn't even need to ask the questions I already knew. So I'm really honing into this whole thing where I feel it's more of a feeling. I can't sit and break it down like that. And is there any reason to?
Well, sometimes, dear, they gave me a very raunchy sexual connotation, which I will not refer to. But
no, why not? It's just energy.
Well, it's like, you know, picking yourself around.
Yeah. Okay.
And we, again, the channel is explaining. In the beginning, we had to do that. We had to do that to understand how energy worked. We had to do that to understand how our subconscious and our brain worked in looking at the negative so we could then choose to turn that into a positive. But now, all you really need to do is be clear about what you want, stay focused on it, feel love and joy around it, tell the universe to come in and create it with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I found myself yesterday. Well, I was going to ask you about this carnivore diet, which I just discovered, which, I mean, I'm testing for it and getting kind of a yes, but then it's kind of like really going with what I feel. There's no rule about what I have to eat. And then the second part of that was, you know, Alec Baldwin had that incident here. And I found myself pulled into that energy. And I'm like, oh, that's like 30 miles. You know, I know some of those movie ranches.
No,
and it's
you
like,
were
I mean,
not
off.
Pulled into that energy. You allowed
okay,
your focus.
I chose.
You allowed
I chose,
your focus
okay.
to go there.
Yeah.
Let me tell
and
you.
What I ended up,
let me tell so. You something, everybody. I'm an actor. In almost everything I do, I have to work with a gun. The actors are not responsible. The way it's supposed to work is that one person on a set handles the gun. One person. My what? Job as an actor is to meet that person and go, no one is handling this gun but you, correct? Okay. You hold it, you open it, you show me there's nothing in it. Now, you hand it to me. When the scene or the rehearsal is over, I will not give this gun to anyone but you. That's how it's supposed to work on the set. So, as an actor, Alec Baldwin is not responsible. As a producer overseeing how safe everything is run on the set, that's a whole other issue, and we don't have enough information, but everybody wants to jump into judgment. I am so over social media and their judgment and everybody thinking they know. It's crazy, guys. Look, if you're on social media, use it to promote, use it for your business, use it to put out positive things, but don't use it for the judgment that's going on in this world. You are not serving the greater good at all.
Right. And I really got from that is that, you know, obviously it's a low budget film and none of the LA armors would take the job because of the low pay. But what I got, it's really just about power and creating it. And that whole incident there was just this,
what it's
was
about
created.
Is responsibility. That's the
What's
highest
that?
Word, responsibility. Someone,
oh, I
first
just,
of all,
yeah.
you shouldn't be using a live round on a show ever.
Yeah. And it could have been a projectile or some kind of stone in there that was already in there that the blank
But there
Shut
shouldn't
off.
Have been anything in there. There's no reason. That can be put in post real easily. But that's not the question. You see how they're dragging us in to the discussion? What it's
right.
really about is people taking responsibility for themselves and for their job.
Right. And I got that really because there were like the six camera crew that were union walked off the set that morning. They're like, no. And people chose to stay there, you know?
Well,
so yeah.
yes. And we have rules in place on a union job. And let me tell you, I've done low budget. I've done high budget. It doesn't matter. I was on two very... very high budget movies of the week where the cinematographer was killed because the director wanted the car speeding closer to the camera.
Oh my God.
That's a lack of responsibility. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So,
all right. Thank you.
What we need to take from this call is that I am the god of my own responsibility.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you are the
yeah.
God who is responsible for all your creation. So get busy and have fun.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
yeah.
Phyllis. Thank you. All right, Ms. Peggy in Wisconsin.
Hi there, Dee. Congratulations on your book, and I'm excited
thank
to.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm calling today because I have a question about my relationship with my daughter.
Yes.
My middle child. Now, this has been going on since she was a teenager. I always feel like someplace, and then something happens, and we go back to that teenage. She had an incident that happened that had nothing to do with me, but at that time she blamed me, and I actually don't feel she's ever gotten over that. But I want to ask the channel what's really going on here and what can I do.
Well, what you can do is let go of the belief that she's never changed that, and
okay.
Let go of the belief that she holds it against you, because you start looking for that.
Okay.
Do you understand? You're on the alert for that, Peggy. And
okay.
And that means you're going to take that perception into your dealings with your daughter, which is not going to help create a different perception and outcome. Right?
Okay. Yes.
So you've got, see, when I say you've let it go, I get a no. Everybody's got to let it go. It doesn't apply anymore, except that when we have any kind of traumatic experiences, we have a sense memory of that experience. Now, as the Dalai Lama said, it's not what happened to you. It's your reaction to what happened to you, which is creating the trauma.
Okay.
The way I say it is, you keep telling your story about it.
Right.
So the channel says the best thing you can do right now is say, I'm moving on. I'm not going to dwell on this past thing anymore. We're moving on. I love you. Let's start living our lives now, so we can make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to say that to yourself before she can shift around you.
Okay. Got it.
And
is that what this
yes.
is really all about? Okay.
Yes. See, there's the doubt. Okay. So, again, the channel is giving you a positive of what to do. And you're doubting that that's enough.
Yep. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it to me and everybody, too. This is what we do. You know, I mean, Lauren, my assistant, said to me the other day, Dee, if anybody needs a reason to read your book, it's your life. She said, I can't even keep up with everything that you're creating right now. And I caught myself going, oh, my God, I just don't know. I need a break. I don't know if I can handle everything. And the channel said, well, don't take a break now. Now. All the good that you've called in, I have like 3 offers for movies on the table, doing all the social media for my book, because I so believe in this book, and I just know. There were a couple of times I had some doubt. Because I always think, my God, I'm just a girl from Kansas. Why would I know how to create everything? And the channel says, because you do. And I went, oh, well, that was easy. But you see, we all do it. It's just we have to catch ourselves doing it and go, okay, no, I'm going to be the God of me that easily handles everything and does everything joyfully that I can do. And And everything I put out in the world, I put out with love, with the intention of enlightening and expanding consciousness. And that's what I'm going to do. And I also am the God of me that is creating the balance in my life, so I handle everything. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So get yourself in alignment and let all that garbage go. It's not serving you anymore, Peggy.
No, it isn't. Thank you.
Yep. All righty, Miss Kathy in Kentucky. Whoops, I didn't get you on. There you come.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby cakes.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to get some confirmation, I guess, from the channel that the opportunities that are being presented to me right now to restructure my finances are the best direction for me to go.
All right. So you want to know if the advice that you're getting around financial decisions is the highest advice. Is that correct?
No, I'm being presented the opportunity to refinance my home and do some debt restructuring.
You want to know if that guidance is the highest guidance?
Yes.
Okay. When I say that's the right question, I get a no. So when I say the right question is about money in any form, I get it. Okay. The highest word is safety, Kathy. That's what this is all about. You're doing all this because you're focused on your future safety. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. See, it's really important the clearer you get about the more succinct the question is, the more perfect the answer is. Okay, so this is going to be a little mini private here. They're saying there's three things you need to get into alignment around knowing that you are safe and secure in this world, in your life, financially, until you decide to leave. The first one is, you are the God of you that creates that. You have not addressed that yet. You have not told the energy what you want. You have not said, I am the God of me that creates me being safe and secure in this world, in this moment, and in every moment of my life. That's number one. Number two, Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
Okay. So you're making these decisions based on fears from the past. Who did you see lose their money? Why are you afraid that you're not going to have enough?
I can't think of someone that I saw lose their money other than my previous circumstances.
Okay. Well, why do you need to go any further than that? And the channel's also saying you didn't see your parents lose their money, but you saw them being in fear of losing it.
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Okay. So in other words, I, through what other people have done in my life, have extrapolated the belief that I need to be in fear of my financial future. That is not going to get you what you want, Kathy. I just had this whole discussion with my CPA. It was yesterday, as a matter of fact. He looked at me and he said, Dee, you're fine. will you just go live and have fun and do what you want to do because you're fine? But whether we perceive we're fine creates our reality. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the second thing. You've got to create what you want, not from the fear of what happened to you in the past or the fear of your parents. You have to create it from the joy and excitement and love of always having more than enough money. Can you feel into that? Kathy?
Yes, I can. I was trying. It's not something that happens instantaneously.
Well, it can. If you go to your love place, go to your love place. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, do you feel love there?
Yes.
Are you smiling?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what money feels like. It's as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
Being
okay.
Safe and secure and knowing that you always have enough is as easy as that. Now, number three, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
I'm Singing in the Rain.
Okay. Singing in the Rain is about being happy even though it's cloudy and rainy outside. So it's a negative and a positive happening at the same time. And many of us have that belief system, guys, that if I'm going to be safe and secure in the world and know I have enough, I'm going to have to give up something somewhere else. Or some struggle is going to have to befall me if I'm going to create the positive that I want. God, you've really got to replace that belief. That is an age-old, based in religion, false belief of energy. Energy just wants to give you what you're focused on. Can you all understand that? God, it was so powerful, the last webinar we did on the Ask Any Question, because it kept saying, don't you understand that all these things that are happening in the world, in the universe, are happening because they're happening within all of you. We're just a macrocosm of what you are. So the universe isn't creating you. You're creating it. You're not only creating the universe, you're creating your universe, Kathy.
Yes.
Now that, hold on, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around everything we've talked about so far. When I say you need a second opinion, I get a no. And there is possibly, I need that word, yes, possibly one higher choice that you could ask them about. So you're getting good advice, and if you ask them, okay, guys, so we have this plan in place. What would be another plan for me that would serve me being safe and secure the rest of my life? That will open up their thinking. Oh, that will open up their imagination. That's the highest word. But, and, you getting these three things in place first are primary before you ask them that question. Because the universe is waiting to respond to your knowing, not your doubt. Got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Wow, I'm telling you, these, I'm loving these shows. Lynn, you're on, and I texted you to call me, but you didn't.
I never got that text.
Well, I don't know. All right, so what's your question, quickly?
What do I need to get into alignment to around any residual doubt I have? Like, I feel like there's little bits and pieces around health, wellness, money,
yes,
writing.
And it all comes down to you doubting that you can do it, honey. I doubt that I can bring the right relationship in. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been dealing with this lower back pain, so that's why I reached out about an osteopath and my neck.
Yes, he can help you with that.
Okay, great.
He can help you with that. But, and, boy, they smack me every time I say that word. And when I say you have directed your neck and your back and your hips to be aligned and functioning in joy and love, I get a no. So
wow.
You understand,
well,
guys,
okay,
that a doctor is going to be able to help you a lot more if you do your work first. First
okay,
of all,
I've been sending,
you'll attract
I've been
the right
send,
doctor. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I've been sending love to each one of those places. I've been changing how I take care of myself, even in the workplace, and just making sure that I am, you know, in my power,
yes,
in those places and putting myself first so I can be what I need to be, you know, it starts with me. So,
yep,
but in directing them all into being in alignment, those words I don't think I've said.
Okay. Whatever you're working on, guys, my money is in alignment with joy and love. My body is in alignment with joy and love. My back is in alignment with joy and love. My relationships are in alignment with joy and love. Okay? But just the words, without the feeling and the experience behind them, aren't as powerful.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Yep. Anything else she needs? Nope. We got to it, Lynn. We
done
got
to it. Thank
you. I love you too, baby. Oh, what time is it? What time is it? Do I have time? DK, you got to be really, really fast.
Hi, Dee. I love you. I need to know, my brother just called me and he has a diagnosis of the first stages of prostate cancer. How can I help him?
Totally,
I mean,
treatable. Totally treatable. Tell him to research the best doctors. Probably UCLA is where I would tell him to go. It's totally treatable. And The energetic belief behind what's causing it is he believes he's losing his impotence as a man.
He believes
he's losing his power as a man.
Okay, got it. And correct it with I'm in alignment with my power as a man in joy and happiness.
And love. Love, baby. And
love.
Yep. Tell him to love that prostate. You know, how old is he? They keep going to age. How old is he, Deka?
He is 68, and
yeah.
He works out every day, and he's about to get married again.
Okay, well, this is easily treatable, they're saying. He should go now, because sooner, you know. But you see, one of the reasons they're saying he works out every day is because I am vital. I am a man. I am sexy. I am healthy, because he's afraid at his age he is going to be defined as not.
Okay.
You know, it's the same thing that we're all going through as we age. How do we define ourselves? Vital and energetic, and the highest word for him is he has a purpose.
He has a purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a purpose in this world, and to know that and to live it
and to find it, because he's like he's the top dentist in cosmetic dentist in Dallas, and he's thinking of retiring. So
yep, there you go. How do I define myself? What do I do with myself? Who am I then? You know?
Okay, who am I when I retire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Is there anything else? All right. All right, Diga, thanks. I'm glad that was important for all of us. Thank you, baby. Good to hear from you. All right. We're going to balance everything we spoke about today, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I love my life. I'm in love with me. And say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.